You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. The University of Wisconsin system has been a hot topic in the ongoing budget discussions in Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker proposed several controversial provisions in his biennial budget, including $300 million in budget cuts over 2 years and a rewrite of the Wisconsin idea. Governor Walker has since backed off rewriting the university's mission.
Our next guest says Governor Walker was right to tweak the university's mission. That's just one of his ideas for how the university system could do a better job of aligning itself with the business community and everyone else outside the academic world. John Torinas is with us now to share his ideas. He's chairman of the company Serigraph, former business editor and columnist at the Milwaukee newspapers. He blogs at Straight Talk from the Heartland. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Good to be back.
Well, as we mentioned, there was that proposed change to the UW idea, the mission statement there. It got withdrawn, but you think maybe it's time to tweak it, to change it. Why do you think this would be a good time to revisit that?
Well, it was greeted with a big uproar from Walker opponents, but, you know, and I think it was because of the way it was sort of dropped as a bombshell and as a surprise. I think it had gone through any kind of a dialogue process, it wouldn't have been so controversial. I mean, this thing has been around since the beginning, well, about the 1900s, and it's probably time to take a look at it. I know I was on a commission in 97. It was a jobs commission, and we looked at the Wisconsin idea, and we tweaked it. It was 30 citizen leaders in Wisconsin, chaired by Catherine Lyle, the then president of the university system, and she didn't think it was an inviolate concept that couldn't be tweaked and amended and freshened and sharpened for the age we live in. So, you know, I think Walker was unfairly criticized or his staff, I should say. I'm not sure he even knew about it, but his staff was unfairly criticized for daring to tamper with the idea.
You make the case in a couple of blog posts that one of the things that could change is more focus on the system's role in job creation, in job training, entrepreneurship. What kind of things would you like to see happen in the system?
Well, I think, you know, we need a commission to sit down or the regents need to sit down and do a serious strategic planning session for exercise for the university. They haven't done it since 1971. Actually, my Aunt Mary Walter was on the State Board of Regents in 71 when they did reorganize. They took the two systems and put them into the present system of today. But that was 44 years ago. It's about time to take another look at it. And the idea that part of the mission of the university is to train people for jobs is not a bad idea. Now, it's not the only idea that should be incorporated in, quote, the Wisconsin idea, unquote. There's other things that could be put in as well. I don't know if you've ever taken a look at Section 36, which incorporates the idea, it's the purpose and mission of the university. It's over 200 words long. It ambles all over the place. There's all kinds of unstrategic concepts and language in it, a lot of tactical stuff. So it really does need a rewrite. And there are plenty of burning issues and changes in the way the world works today that could be incorporated into the new Wisconsin idea. And that's exactly what we called it. We called it the new Wisconsin idea on that commission. It said that it was brief. It was only about 30 words. Innovative learning opportunities should be available to all Wisconsin citizens in a seamless manner throughout their lives, delivered wherever they may be. So some of the pieces that are incorporated in that are that, number one, lifelong learning. That's not in the original concept. Number two, global, because Wisconsin alumni are all over the world. The idea of digital fluency needs to be baked in. The idea that the university has a dual mission on the supply side to turn out graduates, but also everybody knows in the innovation economy that powerful universities and their R&D figure heavily in the prosperity of the state. So that whole idea that the university has a demand side obligation as well as a supply side. So all of those are, you know, big ideas that are not currently expressed in the Wisconsin idea. So I think we should do a rewrite.
Even if it's not expressed so clearly in the idea, isn't the university doing some of these things, doing more online education? There is entrepreneurship. There is support for business out there.
Yeah, de facto, they are doing it. But it's not, you know, you got it. You're a communicator, Rob, and I am too. And, you know, in order to have good focus and good execution in an organization, you have to sit down and think hard about your strategy, and it's usually summed up broadly in the mission of the organization. So if the mission is meandering and unclear and outdated, that's not a good place to start for getting clarity on the execution in the organization. So I'm a big backer of a new Blue Ribbon Commission pulled from smart people across the state. And let's sit down and rework this. There's a tremendous number of challenges facing the university today, not the least of which is the budgetary challenges. There's also the tuition issue and student debt issues and on and on and on. And the whole issue of how you engage the university with the world of commerce, much as MIT and Stanford has done so successfully. So we got a lot of things to hash out. And then if you're on the faculty side or the employee side, you want to talk some more about, is tenure still a viable concept, shared governance. So all of those things are being debated, but they're not being dialogued in a very mature, adult, intelligent manner. They're just sort of throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks inside the Beltway.
Talking to John Torinas, he is a business executive, a political blogger, former business editor and columnist in Milwaukee newspapers. He says it's time to revisit the Wisconsin idea, the mission statement of the UW system, reevaluate what it does. John, getting into some of the practical ideas you come up with, you say too much focus now on the Madison campus, maybe too much investment compared to others, not enough in the Milwaukee campus in particular. Can you expand on that a little?
Well, again, the Wisconsin idea, going back to Charles Van Hise, who was the president of the university at the turn of the 20th century, that's where the idea that came from, that the borders of the state are the borders of the university. And he actually said, "I shall never rest content until the beneficent," lovely word, "influences of the university are made available to every home in the state." So that's the genesis of the common understanding of the Wisconsin idea, namely that the borders of the state are the borders of the university. Obviously, that doesn't apply anymore because we're now in a global world. But the idea that the university be there for everybody is it goes way back, and I don't think you don't need to lose that. You can keep that. You can keep the sifting and winnowing for truth. You can keep the part of the idea that the university was there to facilitate good governance. So the venerable ideas and the high-minded ideals can still be incorporated. So I would do that in a rewrite.
Yeah, but with the Milwaukee campus in particular, what would you like to see change there?
We all love our flagship university, and you know, I went there for summer school, and my son graduated from there. So we love the university. We love that it's one of the great, great assets of Wisconsin that we're known for, not just athletics but academics. But the mission, as I say, the mission of the university system is statewide, and it's the view of some of us out there who are battling to try to make things better. For instance, in the central city of Milwaukee, the system is not giving us all the help we should get. I think Madison is such a powerful institution that it can take care of itself, and the system ought to be reorganized so that UW-Milwaukee can become the Michigan State, to equivalent to the University of Michigan. And that's where the poverty issues are. That's where the social issues are. Not all of them, of course. They're there in Beloit, and they're there in Green Bay, and they're there in Madison. But we need to organize the university regionally so that the university can be, again, on the demand side of the equation, can create jobs and better, and by the way, quality jobs, not just jobs, but high-quality jobs, high-paid jobs, so that we can raise people out of poverty. So, and Madison, UW-Madison basically operates generally inside the borders of Dane County. And so it's great for the south-central part of the state, but they're not extending their reach enough to the other parts of the state. That's my view.
And you've suggested that the UW system president, currently Ray Cross, though he says he'll leave if the budget cuts stay in place, but the UW system president should consider moving office to Milwaukee, basing the UW system there, in effect.
Yeah, you know, the great university successes these days are where academia is married up to the powerful business community. So you take, why does Minnesota do better than we do in Wisconsin? And I would argue that one of the reasons is that the State House and the center of the university and the business center are all together. And in Wisconsin, they're bifurcated. We've got the State House and the University Center in Madison, but the business community is centered in Milwaukee. So I think that the regents and the system leadership would have a more even-handed view of their statewide responsibilities if Van Nuys was abandoned and they moved the system headquarters over to Milwaukee, which is the center of the business community.
We're talking to business executive and political blogger John Torinas about what the UW system can do to align itself more closely with the business community and to serve the everyday citizens of Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls. What do you think the University of Wisconsin system should do differently to connect better with Wisconsin's business community and citizens? And how could the system make itself more attractive to lawmakers? How would you rewrite the Wisconsin idea if you think that's a good idea? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation with businessman and blogger John Torinas about how he thinks the University of Wisconsin system could better align itself with the non-academic community in the state.
And you can join in. What do you think should be done differently at the UW system to make it closer to the business community to serve the needs of people, even if they're not currently students or working at a university? What do you think of this idea to move the HQ of the UW system from Madison to Milwaukee? Does the Madison campus get too much attention? Other campuses like Milwaukee and others, not enough. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. I'll go right to a caller. Let's talk to Albert in Racine. Albert, hi.
Oh, hey. I mean, yeah, wow. You know, bringing the business community more into the school. You know, you got the whole project with Halliburton and the Halliburton Geology Center at the UW. And it's just like, I don't know where to get an idea like that. It's just really absurd.
Talking to John Torinas about the UW system. John, some concerns out there, it sounds like, about over-commercializing the university.
Yeah, I think it's just sort of ducking your head in the sand. We live in a commercial world, and I know that once upon a time, the Ivy Tower was supposed to be without commercial taint. I reject that notion entirely. Stanford is one of the great universities. They're thoroughly, thoroughly enmeshed with Silicon Valley, and they're one of the greatest endowed universities in the world, maybe the highest, because they create entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs make a lot of money. When they get enough money, they don't have to do with it, and they give it back to their alma mater. So some of that happens in Madison, and it's starting to happen a little bit in Milwaukee. So I just think that it's, if you're a professor and you got a great idea, you came up with an innovation, what good does it do if it just sits there in the shelf in your lab? You know, you want to see your idea out in the real world, being deployed, being used, for the betterment of mankind. So I don't think most professors have a problem with putting their ideas to work.
I want to talk about the politics a little, John. There's been a tension, I think is a polite way to say, a friction between the UW system, especially UW-Madison, and legislators, particularly some Republican lawmakers. Do you think some of the changes you're talking about can make a more harmonious working relationship there?
Absolutely. I think, the university needs to play for the long run. They need to be even-handed about how they come down on the various sides of the aisle. But think about it in the present context. You know, businessmen and Republicans tend to get along in the present context. There are a few pro-growth Democrats around, but there are not enough of them. There used to be a lot of them. There aren't in many anymore, and a couple of them just retired, like Tim Cullen. But, so if the Republican legislators perceive the university as being ingrained in the innovation economy, I think they'd be kinder to it. But I think they see it as more, dominated by the left-to-center politics at UW-Madison. And that doesn't mean that every department over there is left-to-center, but I think we all realistically know that a lot of the criticism for Republicans comes from UW-Madison. So if I were positioning the UW strategically, I would be much more neutral about it. And I think if you moved the system headquarters to Milwaukee, that would accomplish a lot of that.
talking to John Torinas about recent pieces he's written about the UW system's mission and how it might need to change, he says. We'll go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Joe is with us in Monroe. Joe, hi.
Yeah, hi. I think you've got a guest who's got entirely flawed thinking. He wants to point to Stanford and then all of a sudden say that somehow being liberal on a campus is bad. And then he, and I'm sure as a businessman, he would, in Milwaukee, would be very upset to hear someone say from New York or L.A. refer to, you know, Wisconsin as a flyover state from a business sense. Yet he thinks somehow putting an office in Milwaukee will improve things because there's poverty apparently only in Milwaukee. There isn't poverty out in rural areas. And businesses outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin businesses like Quick Trip, like Line and Kugel's, like Swiss Colony, aren't having a major effect. He's following a line of thinking that you find primarily in MBA programs, which is trying to justify, looking for theories to justify your beliefs.
Joe, thanks for the call. John, he's saying you're maybe overstating the benefits of putting more into Milwaukee, it sounds like.
Well, actually, you know, I'm just being pragmatic on the political side of that, which is where he started, and then he ended up on other stuff. But on the I'm just being politically pragmatic, okay? And I'm not bashing liberals or bashing the Tea Party. I'm just saying that the university ought to position itself for the long term, which is to be even-handed politically. As regarding the effects of the university on the economy, I would take the university and I would organize it like the economy works. The economy generally works in clusters, and clusters generally are regionally oriented. So take paper making in the northern part of the state, and let's take New North, which is new northeastern Wisconsin. So they have the 18 counties up there are already doing what I'm talking about. So UW Oshkosh and UW Green Bay have gotten together. They have a K-16 council that is coordinating the educational offerings all the way from K through 16, through the technical college, through the universities, with the direction of the economy of the northeastern Wisconsin. So for instance, if Marinette Marine and Marinette needs people that can work building ships, they organize the tech colleges and the universities to supply the labor for that booming part of the economy. So it just makes sense to me to intertwine and connect the academia and the educational offerings with what's going on in the economy. You know, the university is one of our greatest things. You had to pick two strategies in the state of Wisconsin to make things better. You'd pick an entrepreneurial strategy. Those are the guys that create all the new jobs, the hot new jobs, the good quality jobs, the high paid jobs. Those are the jobs that are going to keep our kids and grandkids here, as opposed to the present brain drain of about 10,000 graduates a year. And then the second biggest the thrust would be education and training. And if you've got high levels of education and training, it's a competitive advantage. And Wisconsin has that, so we do have that advantage. But we're losing our kids because the university's got to get engaged in the economy and create the jobs that keeps the kids here. These things are intertwined, and I don't see why people have a hard time understanding that.
Now, you've obviously this has been a political issue lately. You've mentioned that our callers have pointed to that too. Has it always been that way? Has the UW system always been a political football, or I guess basketball, to be more timely?
I don't think so. I think there was, you know, a lot of bipartisan support up until maybe 15, 20 years ago, and I don't see why that shouldn't return. Why the university shouldn't be supported universally by Republicans and Democrats? And I'm a pretty objective guy. I'm a former journalist, and I try to be even-handed and objective about it. I'm more interested in policy than politics. And you know, so if you got good policy, that leads to good politics, and I would say it probably leads to bipartisan politics. I don't see these as partisan issues.
Do you see any chance that there will be some kind of blue ribbon commission to tackle these issues that you're talking about and others, and who would have to take the initiative to do that?
Well, a lot of people are pushing for that, but it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I don't know why the regents don't launch it. You know, Catherine Lyle did it in 2000 and 2003. She called four economic summits. She realized a couple of things, that in order for the university to be politically popular, it needed to be involved in job creation and prosperity, not just turning out graduates. Now, you need the general side of education, philosophy and poetry and communication and psychology. Everybody needs the soft side. An employee needs that. But they also need the hard side, the technical side, the engineering, the IT skills. So, she saw that the demand side of the university had to be emphasized. She also realized that it politically that would position the university better with the legislatures and the string of governors. If the university is central to the prosperity of the citizens, how then can politicians take on the university as a punching bag, which is what's happening right now?
We'll leave it there. John, thanks so much for joining us again.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's John Torinas. You can read more about his thoughts. They're linked on the Central Time Facebook page.